Welcome to the War Master Podcast, episode 43, with Paul and Barry.
Hello, listeners, and today's episode title is called Winternet.
Winternet.
There's a story to that.
There is. So I was driving to a friend's get-together at the weekend, Christmas thing.
Yeah.
And my wife had a kind of Freudian slip where you kind of merge two words together. I don't know what the name of that is.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So anyway, and she was trying to say the web or the internet, and she called it the Winternet. Maybe there's something she's not telling me.
Because my name's Winter, or because Maybe. It is Winter?
And you invented the internet.
I don't know,
and World Wide
Web.
But
it's like, it might not be, my name is also a season, so it could be that, oh, it's cold outside, it's winter, I'm talking about the internet. And you, rat.
So it was good of you to give it away for free. Very British.
Very British, yeah.
We invented, you go and have it, go and have fun, children, play with this. So yeah, the Winternet, we're going to call this episode, for no other reason other than we've got to call
it's
something.
It's as good a name as any.
That's yep. it. So, and today we played a game in normal fashion.
Yep, we played a War Master Revolution game, and we also used Winter Roller 17, so that's all fine.
That's it, that was good, and I'm just shutting a door, because I don't know why, but I am. Carry on, sir.
Right, and so in today's game was Barry's Ogres with his troll. That's fine. Against, and I used Chaos because I have a painted Chaos army, and it was like about time to use them.
It was good. In the last, it's been over a week because we had a week off.
Yeah, so sorry, listeners, we should have. Did we put in an amendum to the last episode to say that we didn't
I'm
have
I'm not
one?
Sure, sir.
Oh, well, never mind. Sorry.
It's too late now.
Yeah, it's too late now. So sorry we didn't have an episode last week, but basically, I was at work a lot and Barry had family stuff, so
I think you only had one day available and I couldn't do that day. Yeah. But I can't remember why. There's so much stuff going
on. We are recording next week as well, so that's fine. Okay.
And then the week after we're going to Warhammer World.
Yes, so that is coming up in future events. Xmas plans, we'll call that.
Xmas plans. Right, so hit it, Paul. What have you been doing in the last 2 weeks? What's been happening in Paul Land?
2 weeks. Okay, let me just pull up my diary.
Lots of Forge World shit on the table.
Actual games-wise, no, not many. I haven't been able to get it down the club to, because the club had a Christmas function.
That's where it was last Wednesday.
Yeah, that's where it was last Wednesday. Then I've had, I've been to the Crystal Maze. That's gaming-wise, barely at all. I think
You have to about 4 seconds.
Yeah. I played Eric a game of Epic since we last recorded.
Eric.
Yeah.
Playing Epic?
Yes. His white
scars. It's alliteration.
His white scars against Imperial Guard. It was good fun. I do like Epic. And then
Which
we
is net epic, not
net
Armageddon.
Epic. Yeah, it's an epic. Okay. And then we played a game of Guild Ball as well, which I almost killed him in, I think. Because you got to play Guild Ball.
On the clock.
You have to. Because this game just dragged on so long because it was nutritionally not happening for either of us. And you just need the clock,
I think there's an option not to play on the clock. Is there an option?
Well, no, but even a casual game, you should put on a clock.
Okay, fair enough.
So that was that done. I think that's it for games.
Wow. Shit, that's less than me.
Because I was away with the army last weekend as well. Yeah, that's it.
Wow. So, hobby-wise, you've been doing anything?
I've been getting quite a few things, and at the moment I have a High Elf army out for commission work to be done in Poland. See what happens with that. And there's another guy in our club who used to run a sweet shop, but also ex-GW employee who's doing commission work, wants to do commission work, and I'm going to use him to do a second commissioner. So that's quite cool. Interesting. For the next event I'm playing in, which is R1, I think I'm going to go Skaven again.
You've got to be true.
I want to give Skaven a second attempt. I mean, they're the army I love so much that I'll give them another go.
What's not to love?
What's not to love? So I might, between now and then, I'll concentrate on getting a bit more scenery done, so to make some nice tables. I wouldn't mind getting those houses and villages done over there.
That'd be good.
And
you said it, because that'd be fluffy, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
With the Skaven running through the streets.
That's right. Also, I've painted for Marvel, I've done Deadpool, Doctor Doom, and The Thing. Oh no, you've already seen Doctor Doom.
Saw them all.
So, haven't you seen Deadpool? He's new. He's finished recently.
Deadpool. So do they come with the basing, or
they come on modular bases that are rocks, and I just add some rocks to it to hide the base, like the
The join.
The join, and yeah, so it just kind of works.
The tag, nicely. I think they call
the
it,
tag,
don't they?
Yeah. The base and tag. I've got arrived up. It was also Spider-Man, the Punisher, and Daredevil. So I got them to do as well. Also, I've
so that's definitely been the craze of the late part of this year for you, I think. The Marvel miniatures.
It's just fun. Like you know, it's just an hilarious game system. It's brilliant. Yeah, you know, and the stuff is, I mean, it's not without its flaws. Don't get me wrong, but what they have done, I mean, we spoke in the last episode, is they exploded the game system really well. And they've now, the releases for this year, this month, are some more DC models. They've got Lex Luthor in a battle suit.
It's okay, like, cool.
Oh, you know, well, he's got to be in something. He's just a man. You know, like, and they've got some other cool models. And they're repackaging, actually. So I picked them up from the Spider-Man game, Punisher, Spider-Man, and Green Goblin stuff in the Avengers. Sorry, in the Marvel Miniatures game. So they have their card with them. But at the end of the day, the stuff's downloadable. I mean, like, because they made some errata changes to some.
Yeah.
So you've got to print them off anyway. You know, yeah, it doesn't really matter. It's fine.
Speaking of that, Spider-Man, my kids are watching Ultimate Spider-Man at the moment. That's really good.
A cartoon series.
Yes. Hmm. It's good.
Have you seen the model for the Spider-Man Marvel? He's really dynamic, as you would expect a Spider-Man to be. He does everything a Spider-Man can.
He's almost like a GW dwarf dancing on his beard. Well, but, I mean, this is a
he's
Spider-Man.
He's in mid-swing.
Yeah. Well, this is what you'd expect Spider-Man to
be. Yeah, like...
Very dynamic.
What he is for listening, he's one hand is connected to a pillar, which he's firing off a web to swing to the next pillar or something.
Yeah.
And it's Spider-Man. Like, if, you know, the model's connected to its base by one hand. It's nice.
And luckily he's not that big.
No, he's very slightly.
Else he would snap that off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. Right. Happy days.
And I've been doing some Forge World stuff. So I've been... Because we have a date for for the first 30K game. So
that's what happens. As soon as you start buying Forge World, then the doors open.
Well, I mean, I got to say that the 30K stuff is a quality fluff. And Forge World make really quality things. Like, their books are fantastic. And we've set a date, like... And there's a lot of buzz going around in the club yet. Considering none of us have played a game of it yet, there's, like, a lot of chat going online about it, which is quite cool. And so I'm playing Anthony's... I don't know what he's going to use. I'm Ultramarines, but he could be Space Wolves. He could be Iron Warriors. I'm not sure. But our first, like, foray into it is just a small 1,000 warrior. Because with the Prospero and the Cal sets, it's 30K is very affordable. Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a 1,000-point army in that Calf set alone, and that's mostly what I'm using. But I have, because Forge World have done unique army rules for all of the ones that they've gone over so far, and Ultramarines have comms, like their Rite of War, so they're like tier list, let's call themed army list. You get access to better comms than anybody else,
right?
And you can use those comms to like call down bombardments and stuff off table, which is awesome. So it's like, because the Ultramarines are meant to be like the best soldiers, aren't they? They're not the best warriors. They're an army. They're the best armed soldiers going around. So they have a lot of support. Yeah, I like them. And I like it a lot. But we'll see. I mean, because obviously, the further this goes, we'll see how this kicks off. Sooner or later, Primarchs will turn up. Yeah, they could be in a 2,000-point game. Yeah, Primarch. You could have it. You know, I don't know if you'd want it because they'd be so top heavy. But you could have a Primarch in a 2,000-point game.
One of the best ones. Right, so, okay. What have I been doing? I played a game versus Eric of Guild Ball. That was really good. I was playing Fish, and he was playing Butchers. No, not Butchers. What is he? Brewers.
Brewers.
It was a nice competitive game. I think it finished something like 13-10.
Yeah.
It was nice.
We've got 3 dates for the Harvey's next 3 Guild Ball events are done. Yeah, if you're interested.
Any on Saturdays?
Yeah, they're all on Saturdays.
Oh, well, but there's a chance then. Yeah. Always a chance with Saturdays. Never a chance with Sundays.
There's 3 in the year. Next one's in March.
Okay. Fair play to him. Mm-hmm. I did a couple of Magic events because it's been a couple of weeks now. Mm-hmm. So we had a draft and we played Modern. The draft was monstrously busy as always. The Modern, I think we had 11 players and 9 doing something crazy called a backdraft, which you might enjoy something like this.
A backdraft?
Backdraft.
Is that like when the fire, like...
Yeah, like that film, Kurt Russell.
Yeah, go on, let's backdraft.
So what you do is you get your boosters, this was a cube, so you have like pre-made boosters, and you draft a deck that then you give to somebody else to play randomly.
Fantastic. Oh, I like that. So you want to give them a bad deck?
Oh, the decks are just horse shit. 5 colours with no creatures.
No mana. Like, why don't you just give them no lands?
You can basic lands.
Yeah, yeah, but, like, why don't you just give them no lands? Is there a rule to have some lands?
Well, because the lands are just... You can use whatever lands you want, basic lands.
No, no, but you have... Is there a rule that you have to have a deck with some lands in it? Is there a rule for minimum lands?
Oh, they get to put the lands in.
Oh, okay, right, cool. Right.
Otherwise, you're all black, and here's all your white lands. Yeah. So, but it's incredibly complicated, so I didn't play that. I played modern.
That does sound like the most appealing
It must have taken them 2 hours to do the drafting and deck building.
Yeah, I think I'd do it where it's like, okay, here's your deck. It's got one good creature in it, like which you can't power.
It's in a different colour. Yeah, so that was interesting. I've been building some Araby stuff finally. Mm. Hooray! They look good, man.
Yeah, they do, don't they? They look really nice.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how bent they're going to be on the table, but models-wise, they're insane.
Well, we'll have to look up who designed the Araby list, who sculpted it, because they definitely need a shout-out. We saw when they arrived how good quality those things were.
Yeah, I mean, I'm putting my toe into kind of making miniatures. Yeah. I know that must have been expensive. And if they didn't sell a lot of them, it's like, Jesus. Yeah. This could have been the reason Warmaster didn't succeed. Because the amount of money that went into making this Araby range, and then if nobody bought it...
Yeah, oh, no, I think people bought it. It's just I'm sure they did. I mean, I'm sure they did.
I haven't never seen any around.
Anyway, never mind.
Anyway, they're awesome. Yeah. So, yeah, no swearing. They're awesome. Mm-hmm. So, I've also got an army out being painted by Alex. So, a Chaos Army. So I'm building an army. I'm having an army painted.
Yep.
So, mm-hmm. Normal. Just don't ever tell my wife.
What? So what army is he doing for you next?
Alex is painting Chaos.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then we've got the Araby, and then
So you've lined up loads of projects for him.
No, then I need my Nippon finishing, but mm-hmm. they were painted by Jim, the top half of them. So. Mm-hmm. And then also I got involved in Kickstarter. Now I've been bitten by the bug, but I know the guy that's running Roots of Magic. So it's supposed to be like a representation of the battle between like Gandalf and
Sauron.
Yeah, if you
Saruman.
Like. Well, that kind of wizard battle, one on one wizard battle.
Oh, is it set in Lord of the Rings?
No.
Oh, okay.
Set in his own universe, obviously. Yeah, yeah. So basically, it's wizards battling wizards.
Okay.
And they can have like acolytes and stuff.
Okay. That's interesting. Off.
But it's like really insanely
the card game.
No, miniature game.
Ah.
But very, very low model count.
Yeah.
Like potentially one model.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's quite a difficult thing to fund.
Yeah.
Because you say, so I think I did the early bird first level of like a few models, a couple of models or something. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it looks good. I'll tell you when I start playing it, if I ever start playing it.
Yeah,
because it's like, I have limited time. And Warmaster is my queen.
Yep, exactly.
And Magic is my king.
Yeah.
And then hopefully War Machine gets off its arse in January, or I'm going to have to put it out to its bloody misery.
Put it out, but Old Yeller.
Old Yeller, get the rifle and take it out to the woodshed. What am I going to do with all my stuff, boss?
Yeah,
I have so much stuff.
Sad, isn't it?
So War Machine gets rebooted in January, and I genuinely believe that they really need to up their game because life is moving on, and people are releasing new games, and people like me have a fixed amount of hobby time, and that's it. That's it. When it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah.
It's like Aldi or whatever. When it's done, it's done.
Yeah.
So I've got like, I can only have a couple of three main games and that's it. And a couple of games that might win.
That's the same for most people. The same for me.
Well, you tend to have your toes in more games than me. But that may change
that
come
change.
May.
That
when it's like, So, anyway, good. So we've talked about Roots of Magic. Let's talk about Germany 2017.
Yes, this is quite interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah, yeah. So, since we last recorded, now obviously this must have been planned for quite a while, but I'm guessing, or maybe not, considering how close it is, the date is to now from when it's been published up.
So, like 4 months?
Yeah, so there's going to be a convention, a Warmaster convention in Germany, March 30th to April the 2nd. And I have the details here. It's going to be in Erfurt. Erfurt. Yeah. Like,
I haven't looked at it on a map yet.
Yeah, like, anyway, someplace in Germany.
With beer and sausages. Yeah. I'm in.
And it's a 4-day convention.
Yeah? 4 days pushing it, but.
But it's not expensive. 4-day ticket with lunch and breakfast costs €75.
Have you seen the mega ticket, sir?
The weekend ticket with lunch and breakfast is 50.
No, the mega ticket. They released the mega ticket. The mega ticket was awesome. So basically, you got the unlimited coffee cup.
Right.
The free coffee cup. You got a meal in the restaurant. You got a week tram ticket to get around the town. It was like €95 or something for right. 4 days.
That's good. Right, okay. Anyway.
Breakfast and lunch.
So the running order, on the 30th, on the Thursday the 30th, yep. there's a welcome, there's a painting workshop.
Oh, that's me! I'm in!
Yeah, I'm 4 hours. Painting. And an open evening. So just really get there
get
after
there.
Work.
Get there.
Then Friday, there's a mega battle from the Storm of Chaos. That's going all day on Friday.
Yeah,
and an open
man.
Evening in the evening. So, like a participation mega battle. Okay.
Come on, man.
The Saturday, there's the first round of the War Master Tournament, which I'm told is a War Master Revolution tournament.
Wow. Well done.
Second round, third round.
So it's a three round, so it'll be messy.
It'll be messy.
To find out who wins.
And Sunday, there's...
The first team tournament.
There's the first round of the... Oh, yeah, the team tournament. So the Saturday single, Sunday doubles.
Is it a team? It might be, oh, might be threes or whatever.
Three round events. And there's obviously it's Germany, so there's loads of beer, yeah, like
loads
sausages.
Of sausages.
It's good.
And they're going for a medieval meal one night.
Yeah, damn right they are. It does sound really awesome. For me, when the shifts come out, because this is quite funny. Like I have 2 weeks of or ten. I have 10 days worth of hours of holiday left to take in the financial year. So I put in for like sometime in February to extend out the time over the my birthday. Can't do that. Too many staff on holiday. Okay.
There's always too many staff on holiday.
So I put out for some like the last 2 weeks in March.
Can't do that.
Can't do that. Too many staff on holiday. So literally, I emailed the person. I was like, "You tell me when I can take the work
time
off."
There is no time. That's how it works.
Because I can't continue the holiday over the time over. So you tell me. Like
what you have to do is, when's the holiday year start?
Like April.
First of April.
Yeah, yeah.
First of April, you put in your holiday request for the year. Bang,
yeah.
Done.
I'll have
that's
to.
It. That's what everybody does.
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway,
that's what
so
happens when you have kids, because you have to get yeah. the time off at a certain yeah. point.
But the advantages I've had of doing this is that by me saying, look, you just have
just
to
tell me when, yeah?
I've gotten 14 days out of 10. Like, as in, they've stretched the leave to be over 14 days, like, completely off.
Right.
When I thought the hours only covered for 10.
Okay.
So, it's some of it. So, basically, I've got 2 weeks randomly off at the end of February going into March.
Brilliant.
So, anyway, what I'm saying is I can't take leave for this thing, but I'll see when the shifts come out and I'll see what I can sort out when the shifts... I'd love to go in for a day. Like,
okay. I'd be tempted
yeah.
to cash in all my chips, because I only get two big weekends away, and one of them's SmogCon, so that's done. February, that's done and dusted.
Yeah, yeah.
And then my next one's normally in September, where I take a weekend away and go do the Masters.
Yeah.
But if War Machine doesn't pick up its game, then I'll cash that chip in, yeah. and I'll do the 4 days. I'll do the whole...
Wow.
But I mean, get Mrs. P to take 2 days off work, and I'll do the whole shebang.
Well, I mean, it sounds great, but obviously it's a new thing. And I did email that, because he was advertising it on Facebook, like, what are you expecting numbers wise? And it's very modest, like,
yeah.
for a convention. It's like,
they've got to
yeah.
grow.
Yeah, but I was like, well, if you don't, like, all go and support it, then it won't be
it won't
bigger,
happen.
Will it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be tough for you, it'd be tough for Jim, unless
yeah.
it falls on.
Yeah.
In Easter
yeah,
or around
yeah,
Easter, because
yeah.
then Jim will
yeah.
be off. But I guess Alex can do what Alex wants to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it does.
You'll have to fly over and join us, Paul.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's not far, Germany, for that. I mean, I've never been to that part of the world. The biggest thing that would have been for me was if the tournament was just basic War Master rules. Yeah, I wouldn't be so interested. But it's Revolution, so
it's definitely
yeah.
I found this out definitely. I
but,
understand.
Yeah, it's like, well, there's nothing. Not wanting me to attend now.
Because it's clean now. There's none
yeah.
of this.
Yeah,
apparently
yeah.
Jim and Alex have said when they've been at tournaments abroad, they can get very bogged down in language and
yeah,
interpretation
yeah.
and stuff. But this one's like clean. This is it. Bang. This is it. Boom, boom,
and
boom.
The fact that he's advertising in English clearly means that we can speak English when we're there. Like, there's no going to be like a frowned upon because we can't speak German.
I speak a little bit.
Ein
beer? Is it beer?
Not going to be bitter. But yeah, it would be a right laugh. So hopefully it can be sorted.
Germany is about as good as you can get for beer, unless you're going to Belgium, I guess.
That's right. I mean, I would like to a day to like a latter day to get out there, and then a heavy day there, and then a latter day to get back.
I mean, what time does it finish on Sunday? Because I will have to come home on the Sunday. There's no doubt I can't push it into the Monday.
It says here in this, Jana's pulled out the detail, 9 o'clock at end of the year event, goodbye on Sunday.
9 p.m.
The start of third round is on 5 o'clock.
Lordy, lordy.
It's long round timings, it's 3 hours round
yeah,
time.
Yeah, but that's normal. Lordy, lordy.
But
okay.
I don't know what the venue would be like or anything.
If I did go, I'd have to come home on the Sunday, I'm pretty sure.
Well, yeah, so I'm sure I would too. I mean, like, but I would be going there to play in the singles. Yeah.
Tournament boy. I'm going there for the painting.
So you can pay to paint for you.
Do you take commissions?
No, maybe I'll give it to you here right now. But it's, you know, like, generally, if you could find someone, you bring the army with you in the hope that you can. Saves postage, doesn't it?
Paint while I'm there. These speed paints. Right, okay. So Germany event, we're gonna. It's excellent news.
It's come out of nowhere. But like, it's like the One Wants a Revolution set. It's come out of nowhere. So, yeah,
but it was obviously somewhere. Some people have been planning it. Fair play.
Yeah.
Don't let this game die. Let it die.
No. I mean, what I would like us to do, Barry, is I'd like us to be there with our War Master podcast shirts on and just see if anyone like picks up, like knows who we are.
No,
it'd be quite funny.
Your ego is so big, Paul.
I don't know, but like we got described. Like, did on you? The internet, as the UK leaders of this game.
No, it wasn't leaders, sir. Was it not like Faith Militant or something?
I don't know.
Faith Militant. Okay, so KR sponsorship. Thank you, Mr. KR, for as long as it continues. Fair play to you, fella. I love your gear. That's all I've got to say.
Seconded.
What grinds my gears? That's one of the...
Go on.
Okay, so inertia grinds my gears.
Yep.
So, like, we've got a bit of inertia going. I talked about it earlier with War Machine. It's like, people can tell you. If you listen to your customers, they will tell you what you need to do. Like, Age of Sigmar, they will tell you that trying to play a game with no point system is retarded.
Can't believe they did that.
It's retarded. And it took them 12 months to listen to somebody that said, listen, mate, just let's make some points.
Yeah.
And then the game will be all right.
Yeah.
I haven't played the game. Yeah. I haven't played it, but there's a chance I might play it now. Mm. I'm not saying I will, but there's a chance. Now there's points. Well, no, there's no points. It's like,
yeah.
So, War Machine, their author needs to be heavy. And they need to sort their brain out.
Well, we said before, I just don't see that it can be.
Yeah. Well, it needs to be. There's a lot of work it needs to be.
My God.
And this game, Warmaster, this game's been in existence, 16 years?
Yeah.
How is the steam tank still the steam tank after 16 years? What is causing the inertia? It's like I was talking about the pitiful rock globber last time. Yeah. Jesus, this steam tank's garbage. Seriously, what is his point? It doesn't do anything.
Well,
in 16 years, all you would have to add is, can it be driven back?
Yeah.
That one line, and that probably makes it usable.
Yeah.
No. One line. And 16 years later, we're still here saying, well, the poor old steam tank.
You can't be driven back in combat.
Or whatever, it just cannot be driven back.
So it doesn't automatically die. No, it can be driven back, but it can't. Or it doesn't automatically die.
Whatever, it just needs one addition to make it usable. Yeah, and in 16 years, nothing's happened.
Yeah.
I just don't understand how this game has been, like, it's been cryogenically frozen.
Because it wasn't owned by somebody, was it?
But other games haven't. NetEpic's not been owned by anybody.
It's true.
But people have picked it up, grabbed the ball and run with the ball.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening with Revolutions, that's what's happening with this convention, a little bit with the podcast even, maybe. So if it's in my power to go to the convention, I'll go. Even if that means I sacrifice some other gaming thing I'd normally do. Because it's important to support stuff and try and get...
Oh, that's nice. That's very zeal of you. I guess Faith Militant, aren't
Faith
we?
Militant. Like the Revolution thing. I'm hands down. I'm all in. All my chips are in on that now.
To be honest, I mean, I could always call in sick, couldn't I, to work, even if I can't...
Yeah, just don't tell them. Don't
listen to this, for fuck's sake. And I just won't be obvious on Facebook going, I'm here. I'll just be like...
I'm ill
in Germany, playing this game, drinking this beer. You know, like... But yeah. If it comes to it, I can do that. Yeah.
I've lost my train of thought now.
But yeah, you're saying steam tank's rubbish.
Oh, is that it? Yeah, it is. I'd like to see anybody argue the bloody point. It's not. Yeah. So, oh no, that's how it was designed. It was designed to be a piece of shit. Why? I mean, is it 1 per 1,000? I mean, it probably should be elite, like 1 per army.
Yeah.
Because like, how many are there? 7? 9?
Well, elite means it's 1 per 3,000.
No, but how many in existence?
Oh, 12 in the fluff, yeah.
In existence?
Yeah.
So it would be rare you'd see like multiples in the same combat, I guess. You might do.
No. Yeah, like it wouldn't be.
So let's fix the steam tank.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move the game forward.
I think I've got something to add to what grinds my gears. But yeah, go on.
Well, that's it. I think I've told you what grinds my gears is. Stuff grinds my gears constantly. This week, I was reading, I can't believe we've had to write an errata in the back of the Revolution saying...
yeah,
you know, you're steam like, tanks
be a mate. Be a mate, like change it.
Just yeah, get on with it. Like, there you go, sir. What grinds your gears?
Grinds my gears. Okay, Warhammer Total War, the computer game, has grown on me. Yeah, you know, and what grinds my gears that I've allowed it to grow on me.
Well, your 12 units of hammers are just hammering their way through the world now, are they?
Laptop's gone back to Janna's now, so like.
So what are you playing on?
I'm not playing it. It's gone back to Janna's, but like I have.
You're jonesing, are you? That's
jonesing.
Jonesing. That means you're kind of like you're having withdrawals.
Well, no, it's just that it was. I mean, there was this one thing that stood out. Like the more I was playing it, the more I was like, okay, I'm answering my own questions. And one of them was like that's the biggest thing is you can't seem to attach characters to units. So if you have your Emperor Karl France on his horse, you know, he can't go into a cavalry unit. I don't know why, but it doesn't allow you to do that. The characters have to be separate banners. You can't in the game.
Could you attack them then?
Oh yeah, no. But I'm just saying, it just seemed weird that you couldn't put them in a unit. Hmm. Anyway, okay. It's a little thing. So if you forgot where they were, they could end up being off somewhere in the middle of nowhere. Like, oh shit, who sent them there? You know, like but if you just stuck them with a unit, they could be like absorbed in the unit. Okay, that's a thing that just apparently is a Total War thing. Then the other one was all these items and followers you were picking up. I didn't know how to allocate them, but I did work. It's not obvious,
right.
But there is a way to, you know, a menus to go into. It just didn't seem in the tutorial. It never explained how you like swap your items you found or your followers, but there is a way. What really is grinding my gears about is the fact that the thing's grown on me, and the fact that they're really doing some interesting DLC for it. So Wood Elves are now around. And if they're doing a Wood Elf army, they'll do any army. This game system, this Warhammer Total War...
What's moving when they...
This Warhammer Total War is one of three games, and they're giving away free DLC as they go along. So, like, with this latest stuff, which is Wood Elves, you pay for Wood Elves, if you had the game, you got free Two Laws of Magic, like, added to your game system for free. Just download it. So, like, they brought in two more Laws of the Law of Magic... into it.
What's your point, Paul?
My point is, I want it.
Mm-hmm. I want it.
So,
Christmas is coming.
Yeah, I know.
Goose
is getting
fat.
Christmas sale. If I find it, right, if I can see a laptop.
Just don't get a laptop. Oh, laptops
are
dangerous.
But it has to. I mean,
it has,
you know,
to be. You've got a computer upstairs.
What, a laptop upstairs?
Yeah. That was it?
Mm.
Oh, God. Well, if it has to be a laptop...
Well, I mean, I just...
It's funny. What makes... My daughter's getting a laptop for Christmas. Yeah. And she's getting it from Joe's work. And the laptop's better than mine by a long way. Yeah, yeah. And can probably play it.
Yeah.
So I could steal my daughter's laptop to play it.
And also, like, I was chatting to Janna's over this last weekend, this army weekend. We were chatting about the game. And, of course, there's a whole side to the game that I haven't even tried, which is the whole matched play against someone on the internet.
Online?
Yeah, online. And there you can just, like, create... Okay, so your army is 6,000 gold or whatever it is. Create your army. Off you go. And it's like... And a big issue I was having is, like, how can I... I can't allocate my troops quick enough compared to the computer. Well, there's an easy fix. Pause the game. And then allocate all your orders. Didn't even think to do that. You know, like, and of course you can. Yeah.
That's how the British did so bad, you know, in the First World War, over the top. Nobody thought, it's not working. Just keep doing it.
Because obviously you can just pause the game, click on all your banners, allocate all your orders, and then restart, and then carry on. I was like, I never thought to do that. Oh! Yeah, so you can. Of course you can.
So what's grinding your gears is
that it's grown on
you me. Can't pony up however many hundred
it is.
No,
it's just...
Because it's going to be a big sell to Hannah.
Yes, well...
Why do you need this laptop, Paul?
It's my money.
But yeah, this laptop to play a computer game.
You're exactly right. And, But it was, yeah, sadly, it was... I mean, it's great that I got lent it to, and it's great
never tasted the honey.
I know! It's like, oh, sweet, sweet honey. Yeah. Because there'll be other good computer games out there, but the problem with laptops, or computer PCs, is that
especially
they're stuck
laptops,
in time.
Especially you know? Laptops. Yeah. Upgrade paths for laptops are ridiculously thin.
Yeah, yeah.
And difficult. Mm-hmm. So, I thought that's why you had a PS4.
Well, exactly. Yeah. You're right.
I remember.
But there are some games that are just always going to be better played on with a mouse and a keyboard, aren't they?
Like, I haven't chased the game since it was a few years ago. I got a DS, you know, a little handheld piece of it, to play some Warhammer 40K shooting space marine.
Yeah.
Turn-based. I can't even know what the... Anyway, so I went on my way to buy a DS, to buy this game, and it was toilet. But I spent like 150 quid and I said, I'm never doing this again. I'm never ever chasing a game again.
But
if my shit will play it, I'll buy it.
But if you had tried it beforehand, like, you might, that would have informed you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Exactly. I didn't buy an expensive computer to play this game. I've tried it beforehand.
Yeah.
And now I like it.
But you didn't like it that much at the time, but now you've peeled off a layer of onion and found a new layer of onion.
It's like, because it's so like War Master. It's not Warhammer, it's much more War Master. And I'm about to watch, after we over lunch, the time the thing we applied for, the Time Commanders thing.
Time Commanders.
It uses the Total War engine. Except that the presenter in it is a total twat.
Oh, that's going to grind my gears.
Oh my god! Like, it's the guy from MasterChef. Like, is in the one of the guys from the Iron
Chef.
The
bald headed idiot.
Yeah.
Not Greg.
Yeah.
Oh no!
And he's a complete
Barra boy.
Yeah.
He normally was a fruit and veg man.
He's a complete.
Oh, what?
He's a complete dick in it. But what? So you're looking at that and like, I can't stand him. But one of the advisors, so one of the military experts. Is none other than New Packer. Basically, one of the war studies lecturers at Sandhurst was this really intelligent, really interesting to listen to, German transvestite.
Well, brilliant.
And he's on this. Yeah, he she is on this.
Yeah.
And he honestly, he was fascinating. And you got him. He's like.
And Greg Wallace, yeah?
Yeah. And it's like, so I've got this really interesting. Who's this person? Like, knowledgeable, but look, he's like a man that's. Like trying to be a woman,
like Grayson Perry.
Yeah, and then you've got this awful presenter, and it's like, and I was thinking that watching this, like, what would we have been like, me, you, and Janice?
I'd have hated him. I'd have gone.
Him out.
I'd have gone.
I can't stand him. Yeah, like,
I can't. Anyway, no. He's just spoiled it for me now. Greg Wallace.
Well, you're going to find out. It's not like you're going to pretend he's not in it.
Well, God. That's going to grind my gears all by itself. Right, so we've got to push on because we've only got about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm getting an oven delivered. My kitchen. Which the building work started in early August is nearing completion. This Friday is completion day.
Mm.
So that's good.
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 Mm. Yeah.
No water on the ground floor of a house is a fucking pain in the arse, I found.
Mm-hmm.
So. Right, so Blackgate Miniatures update. Right, what have I been doing? Because we're still waiting for the sculptor to finish his previous commission and get onto my commission. Although he did manage to do a test sculpt of a mammoth.
Ooh. Was it good?
Yeah, but... I don't know what to do with it because I don't want to start talking about the next.
No, wait. Yeah.
You know, because it feels like.
So you don't want to start doing what you are doing right now, which is talking about it.
No, I'm just saying it's there. So I'm gonna do an update before Christmas. I will preview it. But it feels weird talking about the next Kickstarter before I've even started them.
Yeah, don't be a bloody
mantic.
Oh, have you seen them? They want to do Dystopian Wars expand your game. Basically,
you mean expand my game. I'm playing the game.
But it's like, so basically, it's like fund the R&D for the game that you bought that you thought was there.
Brilliant. I've got my bases in. My packs are 50 bases now.
Yeah.
So they're branded.
Good. Excellent.
Yeah, so you can buy some of those.
I will. Yeah. I did.
Well done, sir. Yeah. Well done. I've got a website, although it's under construction.
Okay.
So blackgateminiatures.com.
Yep.
So I thought about going .co.uk, but...
Nah.
Go worldwide.
Yep.
And then I'm going to be doing a little bit of resin casting. I've got another little plan.
Awesome.
So, resin casting. Not miniatures, though. Like scenery.
Build me an army worthy of
Mordor. Okay. So everything's ticking along. It feels like nothing's happening, but stuff is happening.
Yeah, well, you've got to then produce what you've done.
So talking about Kickstarter, a little Darklands. This, listeners, is the world's biggest, most complicated rulebook I have ever seen.
What have you got in your hands?
Darklands by Merce Miniatures, signed by Rob Lane, and no less.
From prison.
You played a game yet?
Well, no, because my stuff hasn't turned up, has it?
I love the fact that it's a clearly stated first edition rulebook. Second edition's due, like, in 3 months, no doubt.
Honestly.
First edition, brilliant.
Such a mistake.
Last updated January 2016.
Yeah.
So that means there's been previous editions already.
Yeah. It's such a mistake backing that.
And you've got an army for this, have you?
Well, no, I had like a starter set, but it's never arrived.
It's brilliant. The rule book looks like it's written for some kind of guy, the Rain Man.
Yeah.
Some guy with autism. It's just like pages and pages of numbers and words. It's just horrific. So good luck with that, sir. And it's like 3,000 pages long. Do you know, that game's been going like, what, 4 years now? since the Kickstarter started, or word.
It's so odd.
I've literally seen nobody ever play a game.
Yeah, exactly.
I've seen people spend like untold money on the models.
Yeah, exactly.
Merspin, just Darklands. So this year's 2017 for Darklands. Yeah. Right, so let's get on to the game today. We've got about 20 minutes left. Right, so what did we play today, Paul?
We played Ogres, with your trial list again, and I took Chaos.
Chaos.
And we rolled up Meeting Engagement. And
which was messy.
Which was messy.
Messy Engagement, it should have been
messy
called.
Messy Engagement, the idea of it. So your Ogre list was the same.
It was. So my Brigade of Rhinox and my Iron Guts went into one corner. Mm-hmm. Like completely exposed in a corner, surrounded, and they got all the characters, all of my characters in there, and all the rest of the stuff was on its own with no characters.
Yeah, because your army is essentially four brigades, so you had a split of two brigades
with all the characters.
Two brigades with all the characters.
Three brigades over here.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
With no characters.
Yeah, with no characters.
So you could do nothing turn one. So if Paul had turn one, I was in a world of pain.
If I could then get some orders off. Anyway, my Chaos Army. Is four Chaos Warriors, five Marauders, three Marauder Horsemen, two Chaos Knights, two Hounds, one unit Harpies, a General, a Hero with Sword of Might, and a Wizard. Gives me a breakpoint of 9 and a Scout score of 7. Quite a nice little army. I like having a brigade of Chaos Warriors. And some knights.
Really meaty. He was proxying to the Chaos Warriors.
Well, because they're getting finished, yeah.
And he didn't tell me he was proxying, but brain and eyes don't always coordinate. So I sent my bulls in, supported by Nobblers, into this brigade. I thought, and my Rhinox Hero. I thought, I'll just pick on the Marauders in the middle. Don't worry. We'll grind them out in combat res. So they weren't Marauders, were they?
they threw off the shackles of the beastmen they were wearing. Like, ha-ha!
Turn one, we gave them a bit of a slapping on the charge, but then, oh my God, the armour told.
Yeah, started telling. I actually passed saves. And the two rounds of combat helped me as well.
We played two rounds, stopped, then you managed to get your turn.
Two orders on the knights, so I got all knights coming in, both ends of it, to help.
Brave knights. Yeah, yeah. Supported by a combat hero, taking on one stand of nobblers.
Of greenlings.
Nobblers, they're called.
Yeah.
And destroying them. In fact, they nearly lost a stand
to them. Because they couldn't get low enough to lower their lances.
Yeah. Needed like a broom handle.
Yeah.
With a broom on the end, just to sweep them aside. So it was definitely some fun in the game today. It was incredibly quick and bloody.
Yeah, but it was good.
It's like, bang, turn one, I'm in.
Yeah.
Turn two, it's on.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the game went to turn 7, but that
was 7 and 8 turns, yeah. But I had a turn where I didn't pass an order.
I think your wizard passed 0 orders in the game.
Come on, mate! It's like, ah!
And an entire game.
Yeah, it was good. It ended, Barry broke me, but he only had 2 break left, so it was a close game. But it was very good. I mean, like, and as much as Barry was moaning about, oh, you roll for these characters.
I'm still not 100% convinced.
But
you
won the game. Like,
I think that was more luck than just, if you'd have got turn one, I wouldn't have won that game.
For me, it's a thing, well, I like that it's there, but we haven't actually had a game which has resulted in an awful one because of it. You know, as in, like, if you had lost that game, like, in 2 turns, I'd be reconsidering.
I could have lost it. Because the problem is you do the characters last.
Yeah.
So I put my stuff down.
No, you don't have to do the characters last.
You don't?
I don't think you do. No. Why do you have to do the characters last?
That's convention, I don't know.
That's you put that convention in.
I did. So, I couldn't even get my stuff, apart from my general, to within range to issue an order in the second turn.
True, but you did. But with Revolution, even that failed or forlorn order allows them to redeploy.
It did.
Yep. So.
So the general had to throw an order that he knew wasn't going to have
into the wind.
He shouted to the wind,
"Oh, please move!"
Just so I could turn to face.
And you even made one of them. You rolled a double one.
Yeah. And so, the artillery brigade. Yeah. 350 points, and I think it achieved killing one unit of hounds in an entire game.
Yeah. But it kept his points. Yeah.
So I was surprised you didn't pick on that.
I would have done, but I got drawn into fighting. I mean, your first turn, when you got those Rhinox Riders into my Marauder Cav.
That is the only issue, potentially, with the game, is if you... And it's really hard to be defensive, because you don't know who's going to win the roll-off.
Yeah.
So you're over 30, but there's only 2 orders for Cav.
Yeah, but it can't be anything else. We've been over the distances.
No.
It can't be. Otherwise, there's not a space on the table.
So, like, first turn, unless your command goes wrong, yeah. there's got to be a big dust.
But that's up. Good. That, like, speeds the game, doesn't it?
It does. Like, my Marauder, my Cav with a combat hero, ate your entire three units of Marauders for zero damage.
I mean, because cavalry only starts off three orders away anyway in a regular game. Doesn't it? 30, 60, 90. You're 80 away.
Yeah, yeah, unless you're doing something funky. Yeah. Mm. That's true. Turn one charges are there.
Yeah, they are there. I mean, high elves can do it. Yeah.
Dark elves can do it. With better stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that... it is what it is. It is. It certainly speeds the game up.
Yeah.
Because once you're in combat, the kind of game gets messy and... Mm. Orders get missed. And
yeah, and I just feel like the two round thing that's sucking combats into it and stuff is, it's good. I mean, like,
we need to think about how to remember who's pursuing, because that.
Yes, so some custom tokens might be in the order. Yeah,
because the pursuit carries through. Yeah, so there was a couple of times where that was.
But
quite...
you could do that. Yeah, like we could correct that.
And there was a weird one where one of my guys pursued, but then was charged, so he didn't get a pursuit bonus because he was charged by something else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even though he was corner touching the stuff that he was pursuing. Yep. I would have had a pursuit bonus, mm-hmm. but then didn't. But yeah, the game works really well.
Yeah.
I haven't found anything I'd change in it yet.
What, the Revolution rules?
Not apart from maybe the line of sight, but that's a game-wide rule, the 180 line of sight on chewing.
I mean, in terms of taking this on as a complete thing, yeah, to me it's the... I mean, I talked a lot about Janna's about it at the weekend in his office at work in Cambridge, and I was telling him, like, we just have not found anything wrong with it, essentially. And we're coming up, I mean, we'll keep finish talking about this game, but Xmas plans is, like, the future of this. So anything else in the game? I don't think a lot, really. I mean,
it's interesting how the buffs aren't as good as they were. So things like, what's it, Rage of Chaos?
Yeah.
Or, something that gives you attacks for the combat phase. Yeah. Well, the combat phase is only two rounds.
Yeah, it's two rounds, yeah.
Unless you manage to pursue into another combat.
Yeah, yeah. And drag it onto a fresh thing. Yeah.
So there's none of this going in the flank and having 19 rounds of combat. Yeah. Ain't happening.
Yeah.
Two rounds is what you get.
Mm.
So that was why in a previous game I'd done the... Was it enfilading charge or something? Yeah. Wrapping charge?
Yeah.
It didn't work. But it certainly makes you think about doing it.
The thing is, like, what's classic, like, what's going to happen in our event is that, so our event, because I put it out there to the players, like, do you want this to be Warmaster Revolution? But tickets have been sold that this thing didn't exist before this event turned up. And of course, without a unanimous decision, it's not fair. So. And we're going to give away these rule books that we've gotten printed, and then we're going to immediately invalidate them.
Well, they're not invalid, because these are the old...
It's like
LRB 6 for the role.
I know, but it is quite funny, in a sense, like, everyone, well, here, for turning up, here's your prize support. Have a rule book. This doesn't work now. It's valid for today.
What can I say? It is what it is.
What can you say?
It is, but we got them printed. They just came too late for the last one.
I know.
They came on the Monday.
Yeah.
Sod's law.
Yeah. But never mind. I mean, you're giving them away.
So Xmas plans. What are your Xmas plans?
Hobby-wise, about?
No, for Warmaster particularly.
Yeah, for Warmaster.
So we've got a game next week.
Yes. So and then we are going to record next week because we have a date that works. And what are you using ogres again? Is that the thing?
Next week?
Yeah.
I guess I should. If my IRB is ready, maybe I'll give it a run.
Okay, I'll use something. And on the 28th, we have a date set to go to Warhammer
World.
Hooray! And there's quite a few of us.
I think it's eight.
Eight of us. So we're going to be playing some doubles games. We're going to have a round of doubles first. I have sort of matched up. I'm going to be with Simon, who's using Skaven apparently, and I'm going to use my Skaven, and we're going against a team of Chaos armies. So Jim is one of them and somebody else, so it'll be Skaven versus Chaos, which will be cool. And also then we're going to play singles matches, pickup games afterwards, because there was about a 50-50 split of probably what people wanted to do.
I was happy.
Yeah, the compromise is that what I didn't want was some big multiplayer game where people aren't involved, because doubles okay, but bigger than that, somebody's just not doing anything.
Janus.
Yeah, he's just not doing anything. So
was that a triples game that he literally did nothing?
Yeah, he did nothing, yeah.
Well, not fight him. He's too good.
He's too good. Ignore
him. Stay over there.
Yeah. So, and that's not great. But anyway, it'll be cool because Warhammer World have certainly changed their tune or like in the modern, this modern age of GW is fantastic, and they're welcoming. Like, you can book tables, you have to book tables to play at Warhammer World,
yeah.
And one of the options of booking said tables is specialist games.
What?
Boom.
It's free.
Yeah, I mean,
food's all right, yeah. Drinks all right.
Yeah, bar on site. I mean, it's not too far away for us to go for a day. I mean, it's great.
And the Mecca.
Yeah. Well, it just seems right to play in there, doesn't it? It's like returning to the holy sites, you know?
People love the game. People go nuts for the game. Like,
what?
Like when you're there.
Yeah.
Like punters milling round.
Yeah.
Going, whoa, what's it? Whoa, and they start looking at the
Well, exactly. I mean, that is... I mean, obviously, their choice, the thing is that you have to use GW stuff. Of course you do. I mean, like, you can't go to a restaurant and eat your own food. You know, like, so... I understand. I mean, that's totally... Fine.
Legit, yeah.
Like, totally legit. Like, yeah. It's not... So some people are going to have to... Oh, I'm going to have to use this because it's a GW army.
Yeah,
and it's like, well, of course.
And hopefully we use painted stuff. Hopefully.
Oh, yeah. I'm only going to bring... Yeah. I'm going to bring Skaven. And I'll bring a second option, definitely. You know, because I'll see what the... I mean, we'll see how... I mean, I had to change a night shift, so I'm coming off a night shift to go to this. So you're driving
me... That's when you're best, apparently.
Yeah.
That's when you got to the final.
You're driving me... And I'm sleeping in the car.
When you're on instinct only.
Instinct only, I just win. You know, like, and then, but I can stay as late as it needs to stay because I'm on the following night. So I don't have to get home.
Right.
You know, there's no rush for that. In fact, it's better for me to stay up. You know, like.
Keep going.
Just keep going.
Late.
So, it's all down to Barry, that pace. So we'll be there till it shuts. And I definitely want to, I mean, now that obviously I'm picking up random bits of Forge World, like, they're there. And I want to go around the convention again.
I don't think you can just pick up Forge World. I think you have to order it.
Yeah, maybe. If it's like... But then you get free postage on it because I don't have it. I know, random, isn't it? But anyway, what I'm saying is that I want to go around their convention again because there's some new stuff in it, and I'd go around even if I'd seen it all before. It's just was awesome.
Okay, like, well, I haven't seen it in years, so maybe I'll give it a shot.
Honestly, Barry, you won't be disappointed because it's like, you know, the original old one was that one room upstairs.
Yeah,
which was nice.
Yeah.
But this is
like very boring.
This is like
cabinet,
times so. 10, like that the size of that. You know, like, and the main display, like the big display, the one that you walk around a balcony and stairs down, it's just unbelievable. I mean, like, the amount of like it's an epic scale game in 40K.
Right.
You know, so with everything not on bases, glued to this like posed and everything, but every model is done. Like, okay, some are in shadows in the dark, and I guess they're not the most detailed stuff, but they are done.
Yeah.
Like, there's no like.
No, I'll definitely give it a go. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah.
So right. So we've done our Exodus plans. What else have we got to talk about, sir? That's it, I think.
Yeah. I mean.
Next week's going to be good, and then we got Warhammer World, and then we're in the new year.
So what we'll do, listeners, is we'll record an episode next week as normal. Then the following week, an episode will be around the Warhammer World, so we'll record perhaps a bit up there, a bit back at the very least. And maybe if we can find a bit that we can actually talk and be heard there at the day. Talk, because it'll be... And then rolling straight, and then soon after that, 2 weeks after the Warhammer World event, we've got our tournament... You're our own one, and we'll see. Yeah,
see if you can win with Skaven.
Well, I probably won't, but
less confidence this time.
No, right? I mean, I'll have a bet. I mean, I'm more interested to see how the players take to the winter rock, the scenarios. You know, I'm more really interested. It'll be interesting to see everyone's take on those scenarios. Mm-hmm.
It'd be interesting if people haven't played them. I wouldn't advise that potentially.
It's there.
At least read them.
Yeah, it's there online. I hope you do, but
because like this game we played today, this is not like any normal Warmaster game. This is like brutal.
Yeah.
You have to set up, assuming you're going to be turn one charged.
Yeah,
basically.
It'd be very interesting to like, you know, you plan this stuff and then you have to wait months for it to happen. But it'd be very, even timings wise, it'd be very interesting to see because. You never know. Like, it might be like the meeting engagement round is finished early. It might happen.
Might do.
There might even be time for a fourth round.
Well, we never know.
Or at the very least, well, we finished the tournament. Let's play some pickup games.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, never know. Right, so contact details. Facebook page as always, or warmaster.podcast@googlemail or gmail.com.
Yeah.
I don't think it makes a difference. And that was the Warmaster Podcast episode 43.
Yep.
The Winternet.
Exciting times going forward, definitely.